Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to talk to and to reintroduce you to our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, Steve Martin. Has been with us since April of 1998. He's our profit pro. He's the author of Instant Profits and How to Make Your Business Pay. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Steve, you know, you remember back in the end of 2008, early part of 2009, you probably were on the show talking about this with me, and I was certainly talking about the uncertainty of where we were going. We most people alive had not, who were in business, had not experienced the kind of a crisis that we'd gone through in the fall of 08. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know how bad it was going to be. Not only little small companies, but big companies were girding their loins. They were cutting back and overcutting for fear of not knowing how bad things were going to get. And so we went through that whole thing in late 2008 and 2009, and then we started clawing our way back. But I'm wondering, with what's going on in Europe and the political situation here in the United States, I'm wondering if we're not dropping back into that 2009 mentality. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, I think you're I think we are, and the concerns that we had and we talked about back in 2008-2009, I think are coming forward again. Now, I'm talking to people from Europe, particularly from Greece, and where the economy is in shambles.
Yeah.
Compared to where we are.
And is going to be for maybe a generation over there in Greece.
There's no question that there have to be fundamental changes to the way society thinks and operates in Europe, particularly in some of the countries like Greece, mm-hmm. Italy, Portugal, Spain, where the productivity is so low.
Right.
Fundamental change is going to have to take place, but it's going to take a generation, as you point out. And the concerns about that are coming right back here to the United States.
It's a contagion concern, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Especially now that the banks, now it's not just the sovereign debt that's it's a concern, but the bank structure, the condition of the banks over there. Is coming into question, especially in Spain, for example, and that could create a banking contagion that I think people are worried about.
Well, Jim, one of your surveys pointed out that many of the respondents are using larger banks, businesses using larger banks.
Yep.
Well, those large banks have branches overseas,
or they're trading significant. Partners are overseas. They're investing overseas. They're loaning money overseas. That's exactly right. That's the reason I was so concerned about the response that we've gotten about that.
Absolutely, and you were right to be concerned, and that was a great survey that you ran. The problem is then that businesses are considering that their cash may be at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure it's founded.
Right.
They're well-founded because I think our banks will persevere. In fact, I'm quite confident they will. But it's that concern that flavors the decisions that small business people are making here in the U.S. and around the world.
And the thing is, there are two things going on. One is a real tightening of spending, I think, and starting at the big companies, and maybe, and of course, since so many small business owners, our customers are big companies. When they cut their budgets, it affects us. That's the real budget situation. And then the secondary thing is the real estate between our ears. What's our attitude about this? And those two things compound on each other. And I'm actually kind of concerned about that right now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there are levels of concern. It's one thing to be aware of a potential problem in the economy. It's another thing to be concerned about it, and there's another thing to be paralyzed about it.
Right.
And I'm seeing in some companies, including some very, very large ones, a sense of paralysis.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to get you to help us not be paralyzed about this, and how we can prepare for all this stuff that's coming at us, and that's coming up right after the next break. Steve Martin and I will be right back. It's 20 till the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.